Some aluminum companies in the Northwest are making big money from the power shortages. Golden Northwest Aluminum and Kaiser Aluminum are two of the companies. They have shut down their smelters and are now making money reselling electricity. They all buy their power from the Bonneville Power Administration. Their contracts allow them to resell electricity back to BPA. Last month, Kaiser made $52 million by selling power back at $500 a megawatt. Only months before, the company had contracted to buy that power at $22.40. James Wright of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer has been reporting on what the companies are doing with the money they're making.
Kaiser, for example, will simply take it as profit and not operate its mills. Other companies in Goldendale, Washington, and the Dalles, Oregon, there are a couple of plants there that are going to shut down or dramatically reduce production, but they're going to use some of that money to supplement the unemployment benefits of the laid-off workers, continue their health benefits, and that type of thing. And in some cases there, it's actually a benefit to the workers. They will not be working, yet will be making at least their base pay plus benefits through the time that the plants are shut down. That company will also use some of that money to invest in exploration of alternative power sources, wind generation, and that type of thing, that it might not have had the capital to do otherwise.
Now, Bonneville Power gets some of this money as well, yes?
They do. They will turn a small profit. I think it's almost like a handling fee, but I'm not sure how much it is.
What will Bonneville Power do with the money they make out of the deal?
They use it to maintain the dams that generate it. Bonneville Power is a public entity that operates dams on the Columbia River for the most part and markets the power. It just goes back into the operation of their system.
How long will some of these aluminum plants be shut down?
You know, that'll vary. It depends on the plant and it depends on their needs. One of the Golden Northwest plants is going to shift over and do aluminum recycling, which takes much less power. So there's some conversion factor there that they'll be down while they convert the plant, and then it'll come back up again. But it's in the matter of months.
The CEO of Golden Northwest, Brett Wilcox, has said that selling electricity would earn his company more than twice the value of making aluminum products.
That's a measure of how electric prices have just gone haywire in this area. The aluminum plants are here because there was cheap power. During the Depression, the Works Progress Administration, the government, built a series of hydroelectric dams, Grand Coulee on the Columbia, the Bonneville Dam on the Lower Columbia, and that brought the aluminum plants here during the war because none of the other materials used in the manufacture of aluminum are found in the Northwest. It's all brought here. What we offer is cheap electricity. If we can't offer that, there's no sense making aluminum here.
Mr. Wright, thank you.
Sure, good luck.
James Wright of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.